So, Garvin, a big game again in the FAI Junior Cup. We're at the quarter-final stage, and the opposition, Clonmel Celtic, Letterkenny Rovers went down there and lost to them, perhaps unluckily, and you may or may not get some news of Clonmel's style and tactics from your contacts in Rovers. But look, nevertheless, at this stage of the competition, whoever you're going to play, it's going to be a big challenge.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think at this stage of any competition, there's no bad teams left or weaker teams. any team that I suppose can beat Letterkenny or nobody to be, you know, we can't look past. As we know, we've seen Letterkenny over the years, and they're a good, strong outfit. Apparently they were very unlucky down there, but I suppose Clonmel must be doing something right. They overcome Letterkenny.
Yeah. Now, you've had, I suppose it's fair to say, it hasn't been the toughest of paths to the quarterfinals. You've been fairly comfortable in quite a few of the games so far in the Junior Cup.
Aye, look, we've had a really good run. I think if I'm right, I think we had six fixtures so far. I think our first game was against Kilmarnock at home, and we won 5-1, if I remember. But I mean, the scoreline doesn't really reflect the game. It was quite tough up until the last 20 minutes, I think, of that game, and we came out really strong then toward the end. And then we had a fixture away to Bunagee, which are our old rivals of ours, as you know. So, but we came out again with flying colours at 4-0, and then Kilmacrenan another 4-0, and we went on the road then, which was a 3-0 victory, which is, you know, anyone on the road's always a good one. I think we had Ashton Keaton maybe,
yeah,
two games ago. We had a 5-0 one there, and then 4-0 against Oranmore at home, which was probably the best performance we've put into this season so far. Sometimes the scorelines maybe make it look a bit easier, but you know, we've been going really well, and we've been preparing well for this competition. So thankfully, we've come out on the right side of the one so far.
Yeah, and I mean, there's no doubt about it. You have such momentum in the league. What are the 10 wins? 10 out of 10 in the league, I think. And I was looking at the goal difference, and you were plus 32. So it just shows the firepower that you have. And the Inishowen League is the top tier. It's a high standard.
We've definitely been creating a lot of chances. And the other end, compared to the start of the season, we're starting to tighten up, you know. We've started to get a few clean sheets together, and making it more difficult, I suppose, for teams to break us down. I think, you know, maybe because of last year, people think that, you know, from the outside, that the Clock Hall were the same team as maybe they were last year. But we haven't been, you know, where we came from this year at the start of the pre-season. We were really down to the bare bones, to be honest. So we've added a few players. We lost a few, but over right into January, we've added a few. We took back in Jack Doherty and the likes of Jason Breslin, who's come back in, and Brendan McLaughlin, and then you have the likes of Jay Bradley and all, who are fairly new to the squad. So it's sort of Liam Grant as well. It's took us a while to, you know, I suppose, get firing in both, you know, forward and back defensively, and it's took a while. So now since you know, you have to look at it in a way that it's a fairly new squad in that way, and it's taking time. And as I say, we had a few in January, so now we're hoping from January now that we can push on again, you know.
Yeah, and for Gavin Cullen, with those extra players coming in, I mean, he has quite a few options in most positions, and that is important, especially as the season goes on with injuries and suspensions, that guys can come in place of others.
Aye, look, when you go back to pre-season, we were down to bare bones, and you know, it's a real credit to Gavin and Jazza and all the backroom team, Mark Moran and Shane, boys like Shane Galvin, who've gathered a good squad together again. And again, it's what you need. We have like for like in most positions. We have two players at least, maybe sometimes more for some positions. So the likes of junior football compared to last year, maybe at the intermediate level, we probably didn't have as many games, you know, as many cups to be involved in. So it's really important, more so this year, to have them players. And thankfully, we have plenty of depth in the squad.
Yeah. Now, last weekend, you went out of the Ulster Junior Cup against great rivals, Buncrana Hearts. It was a penalty shootout, and, you know, penalties can be a lottery. So no doubt disappointed to have gone out of that competition, but maybe in some ways it'll even spur you on more to make sure you progress further in the Junior Cup.
I don't think we're going to shy away from the fact that, that we're hugely disappointed that they go out of the cup. I think we don't make any secret about it, that any competition that we enter, we go to one. And, you know, they have a good home advantage in semi-final against your nearest rivals in Buncrana, which is a really good derby. You know, it's a really tough pull to swallow. They go out so at home in the semi-final. So I suppose the best thing about football is, it's a quick turnaround, and we have a great chance to put it right this weekend when we go away to Tipperary. I suppose we could sit and, you know, feel sorry for ourselves, but I don't think this group of players are going to do that. I think it's something that'll, as you say, spur us on. They maybe have a stronger go at the other cups and the league and the Junior Cup, yeah.
So the game against Clonmel Celtic, 1 o'clock on Sunday, and it will go to extra time and penalties if required. There's no doubt about it. You know, this is the priority, isn't it? FAI Junior Cup.
Of course it is. I think if anybody's to tell you that anything different, I think they'd only be lying. I think any club in the country always want to do well in a national competition, and we've made no secret of it this last, I suppose, 5 or 6 years with intermediate, that it was something that we always wanted to, you know, I suppose, showcase our talent. We believe in Clonmel that we have the best squad in the country, and I know it comes down, it'll all come down to the day, but we'll just do what we can on our own camp to prepare properly and, you know, try and come out on the right side of it on Sunday.